Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Harder, founder and host of the hit podcast For the Love of Money, where we believe that when good people make good money, they do great things.
Hey, it's Dave Rohl here from Epic.co.
Hey, this is Nicholas Bailey from the Billion Dollar Body.
And if you want to get your money mindset right,
and if you want to ignite your relationships,
and if you want to have a billion dollar network,
then you need to be listening to Build Your Network.
Build Your Network.
Build Your Network.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Today is Wednesday, which means it is another topic episode coming at you. If you're new to the show, these topic episodes are basically a compilation of multiple guests in the past talking about one certain topic. So every guest that is in these mashup episodes has their own episode on previous shows. So just go to travischappell.com and then search for their name if you really liked what they had to say on this episode. So today we are talking about masterminds. You guys know how important masterminds are in my life. I wouldn't have just dropped $100,000 to jump into a mastermind myself if I did not fully believe in the value of investing into your relationships, into your knowledge in the form of masterminds. And so this episode is The Value of Masterminds, featuring Chris Harder, Dave Ruel, and Nicholas Bailey. All three of those guys have a lot of amazing things to say about masterminds. They all have their own amazing accomplishments with what they do, but I'll let them tell you more about that kind of stuff here in the episode. So I can't wait to share this with you guys. But first, really quickly, if you want to know how I build and maintain some of the relationships with the people that I have on the show, the number one way is through my podcast. So if that is something that is interesting to you, if starting a podcast might be part of your goals for 2020, then head over to travischappell.com/apply. I'm taking three or four new clients here at the beginning of the year. So I'm trying to work through and see who would be the best fit to work together. So if you are one of those people that think that we would be a good fit to work together, then head over to travischappell.com/apply and I will chat with you really soon over there. And now here is The Value of Masterminds with Chris Harder, Dave Ruel, and Nicholas Bailey.
Man, you get into a good mastermind and it is game over. I believe in them so much that I've actually launched one. This is funny. Nobody knows this. I've actually launched one secretly for 2018.
All right.
And
get some exclusive information here.
Right. Yeah. Literally. There's only one other guy that knows when he did an interview. I don't even think the interview is out yet. And so the reason why I believe in masterminds so much is when you get it right, when you have a room that's not too big and not too small. And here's what I mean. It's big enough where, and I feel like 20 people roughly is the perfect mastermind size. It's big enough where there's enough diverse ideas and people to help you in there, except it's not too big where you lose that sense of obligation and family and the chance to really get to know each other. Hmm. When you get that sweet spot, and when somebody frames the mastermind as, guys, this is your family this year. Damn it. You're going to treat them like family. And when they need something, you're going to be there. If you have an idea, you're going to share it. If you have a talent, you're going to share it. If you have a connection and you feel comfortable, you're going to share it. And it is your responsibility for your family's success by the end of this year. When it is framed that way and everybody owns that role and they get to know each other on a deep level, you can 2X, 5X, 10X your business in ways that you never thought were possible. And so whether, I don't care what mastermind you find out there, make it a goal to get into a mastermind for 2018. You won't believe what you've been missing.
Man, I agree with that on so many different levels. And you and I met, Chris, at Thrive, which is a conference put on by Cole Hatter. And I recently, just a couple of days ago, invested into his mastermind and going to be a part of that for all of 2018. So I'm taking Chris's advice. If you're listening, you should be taking Chris's advice, which is a perfect opportunity for me to plug the mastermind that I'll be starting here at the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. And if you want to learn more about that, just go over to buildyournetwork.co/FB to join my Facebook group. And then from there in the Facebook group is really where I dive into what the mastermind is going to be about. But, and it's going to be exactly what Chris said. It'll be close to 10, 20 people, depending on how many interested people we have coming in. And it'll be a great opportunity to get to know more people and to really start multiplying the business that you're doing currently. So, and I did not tell Chris that I was doing that. And he did not tell me that he has his own mastermind and stuff. So it's
not
it's
a bit
funny that we're both kind of on the same wavelength as when it comes to
I'm such believers in it. So I'll be very transparent. Last year, Lori and I joined a mastermind that cost $50,000 to be a part of.
Wow.
And the year before that, we joined one that was $74,000. Like, when I say I take these things serious, man, I take these things serious. Yeah. And I'll give you an example. Last year's mastermind, we made our money back in the first half of the first day of the year, directly from one idea that came in that mastermind. Oh, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's the power. That's the power of mastermind, of getting together with like-minded people who all have a good agenda. I just feel like if you find the right mastermind, you find the right fit for you, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with a bunch of people who just care about helping each other out. And there's no negative connotations. And it's just a good environment to get yourself in. And it helps you up level, not only your inner circle, but also your business. And so, man, this is so, so, so key and so important.
What's up, everybody? Just wanted to take a quick second and give a shout out to my favorite new podcasting app, Himalaya. If you are not listening to podcasts on this app, you are definitely missing out. It's like a social media app, but for podcast listeners. Follow your go-to shows, like and comment on your favorite episodes, and download professionally curated playlists made just for you. So head on over to your App Store or Google Play Store, download Himalaya today, and then thank me later.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about that, Dave. So we've talked into masterminds, mentorships, and how important relationships have been. It sounds like from the very beginning for you, relationships have really been what propelled you forward in every step of your career. So do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important, and why?
That's a good question. I think, you know, it's both. I think it's both, because really, like, it's what you know and who you know in the right context. You know what I mean? Like, you can know a lot of if you don't, you know, like, it could be totally irrelevant for other people, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think what you know needs to be in the right context for who you know. And if you can create, like, in my opinion, synergy within that, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of creating, like, a win-win-win. So as I said, I used affiliate marketing a lot to grow my businesses. Uh-huh. So I always go with the principles that if I make my affiliate win by offering them, like, you know, either like good compensation or something complementary to what he's offering. If I win, because obviously I'm getting a lot more, you know, there's going to be new eyeballs on my business. Plus, obviously, I'm going to make financially, it's going to be profitable. I'm winning, but also you got to think about the customer. If you can make the customer win as well, either by helping him like reach their goals faster or even like financially, even though we do that a lot, where we onboard actually a lot of our customers into who become affiliates or ambassadors for our products and actually make money out of it.
Right.
And you see, like, you have a perfect triangle right there, where in the right context, you help the right people mm-hmm. and you have the right information or the right product for them. And I think this, you know, to answer that question, I think, yeah, that's both in the right context.
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. What do you think is the most annoying thing that a person can do when they're trying to network with somebody else or meet another person?
Oh, man. Well, I think you get so many guys that are like so strategic about that, right? They just go and they're like, I'm going to, like, it's a one-shot deal. Like, I'm going to extract as much information from that person, like I'm never going to see that person again.
Yeah.
And I hate that. It's terrible. Like, they don't play the long-term game. Like, yeah. The long tail right there is just, hey, I'm going to extract. So they ask you, like, the basics, you know, give me your 5 advice for success. What kind of bullshit question is that? Like, you know, the key, like, I hate that. I think, like, when you have, like, you're too strategic about relationships, you're not going to win at relationships. Like, it needs to be organic.
Yeah.
I met some great people that I like, but you know what? I didn't really jive with them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be partner with them. I'm not going to, like, affiliate their products or stuff like that, because I don't know. Like, we just didn't jive that much.
Right.
And that's cool. Not making them right or wrong people. It's just like, hey, we didn't, I don't know. There was no chemistry. You know what
right.
I mean?
But yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Some people, it just goes like that. You have, and that's the thing, when you go without any, when you're not strategic, when you don't go with any expectations, things always, you know, turn out the way they should turn out. That's my advice. You know, it's like, don't be strategic and weird about it. Try to be, you know, my good friend's Matt, he says, like, you need to have the cool guy factor. You know, just show up, be cool, get into the conversations. Don't try to just extract knowledge and run with it. Mm-hmm. If you want to build a relationship, it's a long-term game. It's not like, you know, there's no end to it. Like, if you want to build a relationship, it's slow.
Right.
It's like dating. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't go and try to build a relationship by, you know, you don't get married right away. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to meet person. You got to impress the parents. You got to date. You know, you got to do nice things. Then, you know, you got to work on that relationship if you want to get married, right?
Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Do you find that talking to other people, building relationships, having that cool factor, do you find that something that's come naturally to you? Like, are you more of an extrovert?
Yeah, I'm an extrovert. Well, I would say I'm not like hardcore extrovert.
Yeah.
But I'm a very social guy. Yeah. I always say like my best deals have been done because of my ability to drink booze and smoking cigars. In all seriousness, I'm a big fan of cigars and whiskey.
Yeah.
And it seems like every time I'm at a social event or, you know how it is, you go to an event or you go to a mastermind and you end up at a restaurant at the bar while people start asking questions about, what whiskey should I take? Or what, rum, what do you think? And like you get into conversations that are nothing to do with business, yeah. Right?
But that's where the real relationship building happens.
Yes, 100%. And from there, like you go with no expectations. I never go and say like, hey, drink scotch, but if I tell you about this scotch, you will promote me, tomorrow. Like,
right.
You got to go with.
So like, now that we've connected about scotch, here's my affiliate setup. I'm expecting large volumes coming from your link tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It really doesn't work. And I think, people sense that. Mm-hmm. And, I think I've made a lot of my, business deals, but they were not like made at the bar. You know what I mean? But they were
started.
The inception was there.
Right.
And it's cool because you can, I think when you get into a relaxed, cool, normal conversation with people, you can see who they really are. You can really sense their agenda, especially after a couple of drinks, like the real them starts showing up. And I would say if they're cooler, they're more awesome when they had a couple of drinks, there you go. You have someone who's, who's cool.
So what about somebody that maybe is just really introverted? They don't like doing those kind of things. They find themselves super uncomfortable. They want to get out of situations that are social. What would your advice be to someone like that?
It's going to be very hard to build a business based on relationships because it's your nature. Like it's going to take a lot of effort. However, I would say this is when you can be a bit strategic, not with the interaction itself, but you can be strategic with the amount of people that you're going to meet.
Yes.
So you can be like, okay, because what it is, you're an introvert. It's like having X amount of chips, right? So let's say you have 5 chips and every time you have an interaction, you give 1 chip. And after, let's say 5 interactions, you don't have any more chips, right? So you're like, fuck, I'm exhausted. Like, I want to leave. And that's perfectly fine. Just understanding, how many chips you have, right?
Right.
I know friends that it's the opposite. Like every time they have an interaction, it's like they're getting paid 1 chip. So they should go on forever.
Yeah.
I would say I have a pretty big amount of chips, but I do have, a specific amount of chips. So it really depends on your personality. So I think be very much self-aware on your style and be maybe like, okay, well, tonight, instead of being like trying to talk to everybody, I'm going to maybe like go really deep with, 1 or 2 people.
Right. And I love that advice. That's the advice that I give people is you don't have to try to be someone that you're not, but you should, push yourself to be beyond what you are comfortable with for sure. Cause I think the best things in life happen outside of your comfort zone, but be like exactly what you're saying, be strategic with the way that you go about doing it. So maybe instead of going to like 10, sorry, go ahead.
I said something wrong with my, there was something wrong with my answer. I said, it's going to be very hard for you to build a business based off relationship. I think that's wrong. I think really the key is not to go wide. What I meant is like not to go wide, but go deep.
Deep,
like,
right.
Like go maybe like you might have like 10 people with whom you're going to be really like work, with whom you're going to be working. Well, go deep with these people, right?
And that's, I highly recommend masterminds to anybody. But especially if you're an introvert, I've found, because I'm naturally an introvert, Dave, I recharge by myself. Like I would rather be by myself most of the time. So what you have to do is just be strategic about it. And that's why I push masterminds so much is like, maybe if you're an introvert, you shouldn't go to, 12 events this year where there's going to be thousands and thousands of people to interact with because your chips are going to run out real quick, but maybe if you invest into 1 or 2 masterminds that have 15, 20 people in them, and you're connecting with those same people over the course of a year, you get to know people and they get to know you and your energy isn't expended as much in those smaller group situations because you're developing deeper relationships with the same people over a longer period of time. But it's still a very good way to try to get to know other people. And then some of the people in those groups could be extroverts that love introducing people and then they can help you also grow the network that way.
Yeah, and it's a safe environment. You're not going to be judged because you're an introvert. Like that's right. Who you are. I think when you get that's the nature of things too. When you get into masterminds, especially when you invest a fair amount of money into a mastermind, you will be surrounded by people that are like-minded. But the same type of people, right? Like not just the people that are in for the quick buck or for just to get the secret of success and leave. You're going to get people that are really want to invest in themselves and invest into their business to go to the next level. So, you know, the people, I think the caliber of people that you're going to be with other masterminds is usually pretty high. Mm-hmm. And this is a place where you can be safe, where you're going to be safe, where you can share your challenges without being, you know, the fear of being judged or anything like that.
Right.
And I think, you know, that that's perfect for someone who's an introvert who has a hard time connecting, because like you can be just yourself. That's fine.
Yeah. So, so important. So I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, Nicholas, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because I think it's worth taking a deeper dive into. Throughout your career, how important have mentorships and masterminds been?
Yeah, so I actually, we talked about the billiondollarbody.com/cheat sheet. I have this free cheat sheet there that's for people to get clear on their business. Right after that, I actually do an hour training on this exact subject. Hmm. And it really comes down to, I was like, what are the three things really that every person wants to do to create success? Like, what does every successful person do? And after I've interviewed hundreds of millionaires, I've obviously built great relationships with some of the top people in the industry. We have people in our brotherhood that are Navy SEALs, which are the top in the mindset industry, all the way to the top in the business industry, fitness industry, athlete industry, all these different areas. Like, what is it really that creates success? And so even with motocross, even, which was my sport growing up, I looked at right now, who are the best motocross riders in the world? And what happened was about 3 years ago to 5 years ago, every motocross rider would practice alone because they never wanted to like show everyone what they were doing. They wanted to be real secretive, and that was great. But what happened was that these three best motocross riders in the world, they all started riding together, practicing together and pushing each other. And right now they are by far the best riders on the planet. Hmm. Like the most consistent best riders, 1, 2, and 3, it's right there. It's them.
Yeah.
And it's because of the fact that they came together, and through building a community, you adapt to your environment. So one, finding mentors is huge, and you pay for them. Like I just paid for a mentor yesterday, $25,000. Like you just like paying for mentors and putting money where your mouth is huge. Like it shows value. I've had a mentor for almost 8 years now that I try to give him money, but he won't let me. But again, it's that willingness to be like, I value what you're doing. And I've shown value in many different ways where he's spoken in front of like hundreds of people and done all this stuff now. So like mentors are literally that rock for me where I'm able to one, learn, go further faster, but it's also the person that gives me confidence in what I'm doing and making sure that I'm not like that I'm being above reproach. Cause as you grow as a business, you're going to get a lot more haters as well with people that love you. And if people don't hate you, then there's definitely no one that extremely loves you either. There has to be a polarizing message in everything you do, even in friendships. If you're just that guy that's liked by everyone, you're loved by nobody. So when it comes to the mentors, I'm able to bounce things off of them and they can tell me if I'm screwing up, so that when someone else calls me an idiot, like for lack, I don't know if I can actually say bad stuff on the podcast, they call me an idiot, I go, oh no, my mentor would have told me if I was an idiot already. So I appreciate that though. Like I have mentors that help me in those areas, like that I actually pay to help me. And community's everything, dude. There's a pride of lions in Africa right now that are in the Congo. Congo's the third largest rainforest and one of the most dangerous places on the planet. These lions, because of the environment that they're in together, they're 150 pounds heavier than any other lion. They can climb trees. They can swim through water, which cats obviously hate. And they're the only pride that can hunt hippos, the most dangerous animal in all of Africa. Why? Because of the environment they're in, which is a high-level environment, and the lions that they're surrounded with. And they adapted to that environment. And if it wasn't for that group, that pride, they would never get to where they're at. And so from every single instance, I see those two things being the top two first things that everyone is going to want to apply to create more success. It's something that's a blanket principle that everyone can use. And the last thing is creating a step-by-step game plan, which I talk about in there. How do you utilize mentors and groups to raise your level of thinking? Because if you're looking and trying to go 10 years down the road and you're at the bottom of the mountain right now, like you haven't really created that much success, you're not going to be able to see far from the bottom of the mountain. But if you have people in your life that are at the top of the mountain, they can sometimes raise you up and you could see further out. And with that different perspective, you can make different investments, make different decisions, and set up a step-by-step game plan, which is exactly how I got lost 60 pounds. Like I was a motivated guy. We're all motivated that are on this show. But what happens is you don't know what to do. I didn't know how to be healthy. I didn't know how to start a business. So I looked for the step-by-step game plans that I could follow to create success.
Right.
And it first came from mentors and environment. Like I run a mastermind right now, Billion Dollar Brotherhood Elite, and that's 3 meetings a year. I'm in 2 masterminds on top of that that total like almost 50 grand.
Wow. Wow.
BillionDollarBody.com/cheat sheet. Go pick it up. It's 100% worth the investment. Nicholas definitely knows what he's talking about. One thing.
Well, yeah, it's free too for everyone.
Totally free. Like, yeah, totally free. Yeah. So yeah, check it out. Go download the cheat sheet for your business, but also check out that hour long training that he has on how to do all this stuff that he's talking about. It's so invaluable. But there was one thing that you said in there about the motocross guys that I really liked, Nicholas, because it was something that was kind of foreign to me because I come from a heavy door-to-door sales background, and door-to-door salespeople are super like offline and like more secretive than most other businesses. So they don't want people stealing their pitches. They don't want people in on their trainings. Like literally they'll send like undercover people to like other companies' trainings to like capture footage and like bring back, like it's crazy, bro. Like it's such a secretive type of a community. So when I started doing all this kind of stuff, I interviewed Aaron Walker, which I'm sure you know who he is. And we were chatting and he was talking about one of his construction businesses that he had when he was younger. And he said that he basically went around to all of his competition and created this mastermind group with all of the competition that he had. And like, he openly shared some of his best ideas for business growth, even though like it was somebody that was competing with him in the same exact area. And he was literally helping them with their business. But what happened was, like you were saying with those three motocross guys, like because it was the best and brightest minds in their area in that construction business, they all consistently and constantly helped each other. That all of their market caps grew, all of the market cap of construction in that area grew, all of their businesses grew, and they all made more money because of it. So get out of your mind that you need to like protect all of your secrets for some reason, you know, just focus on adding value and giving to people and creating these types of environments, and then actively pursuing groups of people and mentors in areas of your life that you want to consistently improve. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. As most of you know, I talk a lot about giving value to others. This podcast is one of the ways that I do that, since all the content from the show is totally 100% for free. And when people ask me how they can add value to me, one of the ways I tell them is to head over to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and leave a rating and review. This not only gives me valuable feedback on what you think about the show, but it also helps me with Apple's algorithm. So please, 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 if you have not done that yet, head over to iTunes, leave a rating and review for the show. It adds tremendous value and it only takes a minute or two of your time. Also, if you have not yet registered for my live event out here at Topgolf behind MGM in Las Vegas this coming November, then you're going to want to head to buildyournetworklive.com to do that right away. Seating is extremely limited, so you need to act fast on this. Head to buildyournetworklive.com to grab your ticket today. Trust me, you are going to want to be a part of this inaugural live event so that in 10 years from now, you can brag about being one of the founding members. Plus, you know me, I promise I will overdeliver on value and make it worth way more than you are going to invest to get here. So have a wonderful rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.